Jocelyn's email starts with the formal opening and directness of someone years her senior. Good evening, Dr. Barnes. I'm not sure if you remember me, but my name is Jocelyn, and I am a junior in high school. The email continues, briefly mentioning her connection to the college that Dr. Barnes oversees, before quickly turning to her reason for writing. I would like to report an incident that happened on your campus last night around 8:15 p.m. Jocelyn then describes being sexually harassed one summer evening while walking with her friend Kate through a neighborhood college campus. In her letter to the college president, she succinctly depicts the art room entrance where two men were loitering. She details what the men were wearing, describing the employees' uniforms down to the official school emblem on their collared shirts, and how the men first greeted her and Kate in a friendly tone as they all exchanged pleasant hellos in passing. Then she describes the sexual harassment that quickly followed. As we walked away, they began catcalling us by saying, "Damn, you girls are pretty. Come back here," and whistling. They made repulsive comments. She continues, alluding to the shouts that trailed behind the girls as they continued on through the campus. Observations about Kate's body, lewd comments about the casual summer dress Jocelyn was wearing, and descriptions of indecent things they wanted to do to the girls behind closed doors. "We feared for our safety," Jocelyn says, noting how the two friends sprinted to the protection of her mom's idling car, hoping they could outrun the shouts dogging them through campus. Jocelyn is 16 years old. Kate is learning to drive, but still needs to practice parallel parking. They both love singing and are tied to their cell phones. Their parents think they spend too much time on social media, though Kate speaks with pride of her summer job as a lifeguard, and Jocelyn is excited to have been chosen as head of the school's community service group. Now, these two confident and curious girls were running for the family car, shaking with fear. Despite how much they just wanted to relish the feeling of being safely in the car with Jocelyn's mom there to support and protect them, Jocelyn and Kate instead sat there drafting a note to the long-standing college president, a middle-aged man whom they knew from a distance and saw at community events. They asked that the two men be held accountable for their actions. They wanted to know what your school's policy is on sexual harassment by an employee. The teenagers also wondered if you have any training in place on sexual harassment, noting without a hint of irony that, if you do, I think they need a refresher. Kate and Jocelyn still had curfews and couldn't technically see an R-rated movie by themselves. Their parents were still hesitant to let them date. But these teenage girls already knew how to self-advocate effectively.